side with the president, who should be or should not be on our federal judiciary. Pretty simple. It's our third branch of government. It's our third of the main three branches of the three branches of government. And if it's not right that one branch of government should dictate who does or who does not sit on the United States Supreme Court, that's not right. Rather, it's a joint decision. It's a joint decision. It's a decision which, just as the president took very seriously, it's a decision that we have an obligation to take equally seriously. You know, it reminds me a little bit, Mr. President, of back in the, how many years ago, this when an earlier president, President Franklin Roosevelt, decided he didn't agree with Supreme Court decisions. He didn't agree with it. So what did he do? He came up with an idea to, you know, to add more justices to the United States Supreme Court. You know, it's colloquially referred to as the court packing attempt by President Roosevelt. Well, the United States said it stood up. It said, no, that's the wrong thing to do. I'm very proud to say that the senator who stood up was from Montana. It was the Burton K. Wheeler, Senator Wheeler. And he said, no, it's the wrong thing to do. And just as he stood up, Mr. President, I think we have an obligation here in the United States Senate to stand up when it's the wrong thing to do, that is, to pass judgment on, to decide, to agree with the president's decision, where we have no information, where he will not answer questions, he will not tell us what he thinks, what is this person really all about, you know, the sense of the guy, where is he, where's his soul, who is he? That's what we have to determine and decide whether or not he should be placed on the D.C. Court of Appeals, Mr. President. I say very, very respectfully. I might add that the D.C. Court of Appeals is no ordinary garden variety appellate court. It's sort of a special appellate court. And that's because it's of so many decisions made by federal agencies go to the D.C. Court of Appeals as opposed to the Ninth Circuit or the Fourth Circuit or whatnot. There's so many of them. There are environmental laws, for example. There are labor laws that go primarily to the D.C. Court of Appeals, for which Mr. Estrada has been nominated, much more than to other courts. And these decisions affect all of us around the country. They don't just affect the D.C. Circuit or people who reside in the D.C. Circuit. They affect all Americans.